Of course, the reason why we're at the Travis Roy Wiffle Ball Tournament, it's our buddy, it's our friend, he's the mastermind of everything, it's Travis Roy. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing fantastic. It's it is just unbelievable when you roll out here. I've come out here a little bit this summer, but when they got the banners up and the people are out and there's just energy. The magic's building.
I want to say, you look good. You got a little bit of a tan from last year. Have you been vacationing in Florida, or what's going on here, huh?
No, I got a deck out by the lake, and I hang out there. And
you look good.
Thank you.
You got the tan going out there.
And Travis, come in. They've got all kinds of new stuff. Is that a press box up there? That's an impressive. Every time you come here,
wow,
there's something new coming in.
We got the new brick pathway, which is fantastic. Yeah. And then we got, the little press box up there just to – they were complaining. People were walking in front of them the whole time. And, you know, you're one of them.
Yeah, tough crowd.
Yeah.
Tough crowd, exactly.
We're a very needy bunch, this media. So,
but it reminds me, though, make sure people check out the webcast all weekend long.
Oh, yeah, the webcast is going on all weekend long. We're going to have updates coming up here from 1013thegame.com and our social media as well. And, Travis, 18 years now this tournament has been going on. And, you know, I recently did a podcast with Mario Fontana, who's come to every single one. And he talked about how year one there was 17 teams. When you go back to 18 years ago, could you have ever envisioned it getting this big?
How do you explain it? Not a clue that it could turn into this. I mean, what did we raise? $4,000 that first year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seven teams. We had a blast. But 32 teams. We got a new team from Atlanta, Georgia this year.
Wow.
Of course, we got the Alabama team last year. I got friends that drove cross country from Manhattan Beach. They've done that four times now.
Wow.
I mean, it tells you the dedication and the loyalty we have from our players, but it also tells you the value and the draw that we have here. People want to be here.
What means more to you, a team that comes back for a repeat year or a new team coming in?
I always have to be my respect goes out to the teams that come back year after year.
Yeah.
Because not only are they coming back here year after year to play wiffle ball, but they have to go back to their friends and their family and their coworkers and do some fundraising. And it takes some guts and some courage to build relationships and to ask people to donate year after year. And so I'm grateful for those guys and women that are willing to do that. But it's always fun to bring a couple new teams.
Yeah.
To let them see this magic for the first time, because all of us are so proud of it. When I say all of us, all the returning teams and you guys have been coming here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little bit of pride when somebody comes and gets to experience it, get a taste of it for the first time.
You know, Travis, they just see this weekend, but this is more than just a three-day affair. This is a year-round thing, and it's got to at times just get tiring, but you're working 365 days just for this weekend.
So there's been a transition of the property from the O'Connor family to the foundation, and we're fully responsible for maintaining these facilities.
Wow.
And it is a lot of work. You think about just weeding your little garden at home. We've got three fields and baselines and outfields and warning tracks and corn in the outfield. So it goes to the volunteers, and I do have to say the volunteers. The way the community in Jericho and Essex and Chittenden County, really the entire state, continues to support this. Again, 18 years, as you let off, any time for an event to be going that long, it says a lot about the people and the volunteers.
And not only going that long, but it's getting bigger. I mean, I'm looking at the amount of money that's brought in every single year, and you very rarely, especially after about the second or third year when some of it wears off.
Yes.
But it's spiking straight up.
Most events, they spike after the third year, and then they pan out, and then they're gone in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So every year, and we're right now, we are on count, on track to have another record year.
Wow.
Travis Roy joining us here from the Travis Roy Wiffle Ball Tournament down at Little Fenway, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Every Saturday at the tournament is when we have the official money count. Last year we heard a doctor who was talking about the research that's being done. Since we can't broadcast live tomorrow, tell us today, this money, what are we looking to do with this money? What kind of research is being done?
So the Travis Roy Foundation, we've started to focus a little bit more narrowly on our research and what we fund. And I've been at this, unfortunately, it'll be 24 years this October, and And I thought it was going to take five, maybe seven, at least. Certainly in 10 years, there would be a big breakthrough. And that was pretty naive of me. And I'm realizing even almost 24 years in, it's going to take more time. It's going to take more research and more money. So rather than going for the whole shebang and getting being able to walk, we're putting more focus with our dollars on arms and hands, the ability to be independent in your home again. If I have a little bit of movement in my right bicep, I have no movement in my fingers or in either arm. And to be able to bathe yourself, to be able to dress, to be able to feed yourself, to be able to drive, all those things that people take for granted. If we could just get just a little bit more function, to start with, that changes the lives, primarily for quadriplegics.
You see some of the developments, though. I saw a suit that somebody was wearing that was paralyzed. Put on the suit, he could walk now. Certain wheelchairs help you, become parallel. It's amazing some of the strides we have made now.
There is, and the Exo Bionics, they're a sponsor of ours. Oh. They do an exoskeleton.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
And it's a piece to the end, but we need a few more pieces to the puzzle. Excuse the wind out there.
Yeah.
A little gust going on here.
That was my next question. I would not want to be a pitcher tonight. That wind is blowing directly out, the wind you're hearing whipping through our microphones.
There's a lot of chatter going on. This facility has been untouched as far as the base pass and the pitching mound and the distances to the outfield. We moved the pitcher's mound back 3 feet.
Brady,
we're trying to bring it. The pitchers just got too good, so we're trying to challenge them a little bit and hopefully see a little bit more hitting, fielding.
Travis, you talk about what the goals are and getting more functional, more independently functional. Rather, at what point did you maybe flip the switch towards becoming someone who was maybe resentful of your situation to being someone who wanted to be an advocate for a solution?
I've always been a little bit of an optimist. And really, the other part that the foundation does is we give out grants for wheelchairs and voice-activated computers and lifts. And that was really from my time in the hospital. There was a lot of support after my accident. It turned out I had great insurance, but I would go down to the rehab floor and I would see the other families trying to figure out how they were going to afford to build the ramp and to some of the basic equipment to get their loved one home. So I just knew that there was an opportunity to make a difference in other people's lives, and that's where it started. And I thought, again, 20 years later, we were going to be out of business, but I assumed it was probably going to get pretty hard to raise money. Turns out we're raising more money than ever. People respect the brand and the hard work we've done and believe in our work, and I appreciate you guys continuing to help us tell our story.
We love being Travis, do you still go to hockey games? Are you still in the hockey? Is sled hockey? Have you ever been back on the ice like sled hockey or anything like that?
It's great to see the growth of sled hockey.
Oh, it's incredible.
So I haven't. Hockey, I'm brokenhearted.
I can imagine.
That wound is not healed. I love the sport. It was great. I love watching the playoffs. Nice run the Bruins went on. A little short. I love watching the World Junior Tournament every year. But I keep it a little bit at arm's length. And I'll go to some games. I'll go to some BU games. Go to a Bruins game or two. And I appreciate it and I love it. But if I'm down at BU and I'm down in the locker room and saying hi to some of the guys and the coaches and just being down at ice level and seeing somebody just stick handle or just hearing the edge of a skate blade dig into the ice, it just puts a pit in my stomach. I miss it. I will forever miss it. And as I say, it's better to keep a little, for me, the way I've dealt with it is to keep a little space.
Wow. It's an honest answer.
I mean,
so many people nowadays would answer that with, I moved on and blah, blah, blah. But that's good. Despite that Game 7 loss, against St. Louis.
Hockey was my first love. And in every sense of the word love, it was just when you have a passion like that and for it to be taken away. And not only that, but my dad he managed the ice arena. I grew up around the minor league team, the Maine Mariners, back in the days in Portland, Maine. And so much of my life and my friends and connections, there was a lot of pieces of hockey.
Yeah.
That being said, you're surrounded completely for this event that's got your name on it. And I mean, what What happens in your head when you take that right turn into the driveway here off the dirt road?
Yeah. It's you take a deep breath and you get ready for the ride. but it's interesting that the Travis Roy Foundation, it's there's sort of a brand. I feel a little separation from it. I look up at that and think of everybody that's been a part of it. Every golf tournament, every wiffle ball tournament, every benefit hockey game. Everybody has made this what it is, and you can't help but be humbled and grateful and just amazed at how good people are. Just people are good. It's the news at night. It's usually pretty tough. I swim in generosity and love, and people that want to help me make a difference. It's a pretty special life that I do get to live. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's sadness and there's losses, but I'm very aware of the opportunities that that people have given me and the work that we do with the foundation.
Travis, we'll get you out of here on this. We are encouraging our listeners to come out and be a part of this weekend and come out and watch and donate. If somebody feels empowered and wants to donate throughout the rest of the year, where can they do so?
So you can just go to the TravisRoyFoundation.org website. You right on there, you can click on the main banner and you can make a donation right there. You can go on to thepacknetwork.com. They're the ones that will be webcasting all weekend. But I really encourage people to just, you got to come out and see
this. Yeah.
And it's free. And if just come out and get a sausage sandwich, sit in the chair, look out at the Green Mountains and take in the atmosphere. You've got to see it. You got to witness it to realize how special. And I just can't believe that we get to put our name on this.
And you guys did a great job getting the field ready to play. My brother was in here from Los Angeles 3 weeks ago, and I said, I got to take you out just to show it to you. And we came, it was empty.
We trespassed.
Yes, we did. Yep. And the lady was so nice, but he just couldn't believe. He's like, this is incredible. Couldn't believe what he was watching. He's just like, this is absolutely incredible.
And you see, you walk up to Fenway, and there it is, and then all of a sudden you walk around the back, and you get a whole new sight of Wrigley, And then of course you got Field of Dreams and the corn's in. So
yeah, and I just found out they put 1,000 stalks of corn transplanted last Sunday.
Wow.
I mean, these are the things you wouldn't know about. You just show up and there they are.
And forgive me, I don't know the farmer's name that donates the corn, but every year and again it's been a tough corn season. He said take the tallest stalks anyways, it's just the spirit that goes on here.
Travis Roy Wiffle Ball Tournament. Come on by Jericho, Essex, wherever you want to say we are. Travis, always a pleasure. We love you, my friend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.